Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, the house is full. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, there was a young child, a young girl, when I came in the service. Maybe she was going to the children's church. Yeah, but she was here and she told me that her mother is upstairs somewhere. Yeah. Did she mean in the hotel or? Oh, the mother works here. Ah, okay. Glory be to God. Yes. Then we welcomed we welcomed her. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Yes. Buju's testimony is wonderful. Eh? A kid prayed to be on the billboard. Okay? Yes. And the interesting thing is that the mother didn't engineer anything. Like go to the school, say, my kid, what? Eh? Or talk to the father that, Twenayo, eh? Don't you have what? Or friends who need, you know, eh? That's amazing. Eh? Eh. And the most important thing to me is exactly what Lydia said. For children to grow up knowing that God is real. You understand? That is a very powerful thing for kids to know, to grow up. So that as they grow up, they know God. If they deviate a bit, you know, wherever they deviate to, there'll be that thing of, but God is, you know, experience. Imagine. Then at a certain point, okay, they come back. Glory be to God. Not that Buju will deviate, but yeah. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. So today, we are going to continue with foundational principles of effective prayer. Amen? And today we are going to do the third part of it. Glory be to God. Okay? These things, I don't plan them to... Like my sermons, I don't really plan them. You remember, this teaching began after cast your cares upon the Lord. Then I felt like, since we cast our cares upon the Lord by prayer, okay, then we should talk about prayer. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, then where it will end, it will end. Glory be to God. But this morning or yesterday night, I felt like I know what I'm going to preach next Sunday. Okay? Yeah, God is good. Okay, so foundational principles of effective prayer. Okay, but before we do our third session of that, let us do a recap of what we learned in part one and part two. Okay? Yes. We went through seven foundational principles of effective prayer. And the first one was that before you go to pray, you should be walking in righteousness. Because the Bible says that if I entertain iniquity, okay, the Lord will not hear me. Glory be to God. The Lord will not what? Will not hear me. Okay? And the Bible says in the New Testament that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, okay? And his ears are open to their prayers. Okay? So if you're not walking in righteousness, God won't hear your prayers. Glory be to God. So this is very important, and we should take it very seriously. Okay? Principle number two is start prayer with thanksgiving. Okay? Thank the Lord because he's good. Okay? Because he's what? He is good. Okay? Even with that request you have, or without it, with or without it, he's good. And he has done many good things. Glory be to God. So start prayer with thanksgiving. Then the other thing you should do is ask God to forgive you your sins. Ask God to do what? To forgive you your sins. Okay? Ask God to forgive you your sins. Jesus said that that is what we should also pray for. Ask God to forgive you your sins. And God will forgive you your sins on condition that you have also forgiven those who have wronged you. Okay? He said that if you don't forgive those who have wronged you, okay, he also will not forgive you. Okay? And because he won't forgive you, it means basically you have sin on you, and therefore he won't answer your prayers. Okay? And by the way, this is to be emphasized. You might end up in hell. Okay? You might end up what? In hell because of unforgiveness. Glory be to God. Okay? Please, people, forgive. By the way, I'm also speaking to myself. Forgive. Okay? Unforgiveness is a very serious issue. Okay? And forgiveness is a very good thing. Glory be to God. Don't listen to stupid people. Okay? Well, not stupid. Okay, some of them are stupid, but some, Bambi, they are well-intentioned, but they are wrong. They're teaching that in the New Testament, there is nothing like forgiveness for sins. You are forgiven all your sins once upon a time. Now, however much you sin, you don't have to ask for forgiveness. Okay? That is a big lie. Okay? 1 John 1, 9, I think it is, or 1, 7, it says that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you, okay, and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is in the New Testament. Okay? The people who say that you shouldn't ask for forgiveness will tell you that that chapter, 1 John chapter 1, is not written to Christians. Okay? Because that is very stupid of them. They're not stupid, but it is stupid of them. Okay? And once upon a time, I was also like that. So, you understand. Eh? Please forgive. Okay? Forgive people. Okay? All right? Forgive people. Even if someone took your husband, someone took your wife, your girlfriend, a border guy, what? You gave him 10K to remove his 2K, and as you're waiting, he drove off. Or rode off, okay, with your 8,000. You forgive, you know, eh? Yes, I know at times it's hard, but forgive. Do what? Forgive. Hallelujah. Forgive. One of the ways you can really know that you have forgiven someone is if you wish them well. If you sincerely wish them well. Okay? When you hear something good has happened to them, you're happy. You're like, oh, wonderful. Glory be to God. Okay? When you hear that something is not going well in their lives, you're like you feel like, oh, Bambi, you know, eh? God, do something. Glory be to God. But if you say you have forgiven, okay, but you don't wish that person or those people well, okay, you don't delight in good happening to them, then you haven't yet forgiven. Glory be to God. You haven't yet what? Forgiven. Glory be to God. You remember Stephen, the first martyr in the New Testament, or the first recorded martyr, okay? As he was dying, they are stoning him. And what did he say? He said, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what? You know, eh? Then I think it was Jesus or Stephen who said that, do not count this against them. You understand, eh? Because you see, sin demands punishment, isn't it? So now he's saying, don't count this against them. Meaning that let punishment, let bad not come unto them because of this. So you can see whoever, I think it was the Lord, he was wishing them well. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Forgive. Do what? Forgive. Okay? Especially since you know that if you don't forgive, then God won't forgive you. And you might end up in hell. Okay? Of course, in addition to your prayers not being answered on earth. Glory be to God. Okay? Forgive. Let go. Okay? Bitterness, all those things. Grudges. Okay? Please let go of those things. Glory be to God. I gave you an example of how I had bitterness or unforgiveness towards a friend of mine, okay? Peter Kadu, okay? I told you that in part one and part two, okay? Okay? It's my story. Anyway, last week, I told him that I wrote to him, and I told him that, by the way, you featured in my two, what? The sermons, okay? Then he's like, hey! He just said, hey, you know? But also didn't say what I said about him, okay? So, hours later, he writes to me saying that I have listened to all the what? With sermons. Okay? And he was laughing, you know? Then I told him, yeah, the sons of what? Adam are not easy. Okay? But when Adam, glory be to God. So he listened, and I think he got to learn that, hey, you mean once upon a time, Moses had what? This is, you know, eh? But now, to show that I had what? Forgiven him, now I'm even letting him know what I had against him and what I felt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, I was telling Eden about it, that I told my friend to, anyway, that my friend listened to it. And he's like, you can't do that, like... Then I told him, yeah, I mean, he's my friend, and I forgave him. Like, no big deal anymore. Glory be to God. Okay? Please forgive. Do what? Especially that thing of ending up in hell. I have had testimonies of people who visited hell, and they found Christians there. And the whole issue was because of what? Unforgiveness. They were tithing. Okay? But they were in hell. Okay? Because remember, sinners, people who are loaded with sins, are going to hell. Isn't it? So now, if God doesn't forgive you your sins, it means you're loaded with sins. Therefore, you have to go to hell. And why isn't he forgiving? He's not forgiving you because you have refused to forgive. Glory be to God. All right? Please forgive. Glory be to God. Please do what? Forgive. Principle number four is pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Okay? Don't pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That is foolishness, isn't it? Okay? You're praying to Jesus in the name of Jesus. What's that? Okay? Jesus himself said that pray to the Father in my name. Glory be to God. Okay? And that also means that please don't involve the saints. Okay? If they are really saints. First of all, those saints, okay, now like Saint Mbaga, Saint Mulumba, St. Francis, St. Weaver, St. Charles. Okay? First of all, you even don't know where they are. Eh? By the way, just because they ban you, doesn't mean that what? It is a ticket to heaven. Have you ever thought about that? You see, they can ban you, but when you are what? You have unforgiveness. And you end up in hell. Okay. Anyway, but more importantly, Jesus never said, pray through anyone, okay, other than him. Okay, St. Mary. Even if you went to St. Mary's College, Jesuvi, then the other guys who are, just want to mess up the school. Eh? St. Mary's Chitende, St. Mary's what? Please leave St. Mary's Chisubi alone. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. Yes. There's a first time visit I've seen, Mariam's sister. Oh, it's not her first time. It's not your first time. Okay. Nyakato is often with us. Yeah, so that one I know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Okay? You leave Mother Mary alone. Mother Mary is in heaven. That one is in heaven. But even if she's in heaven, please, she has never told anyone to what? All those stupid things you hear, they're called apparitions. Okay? That Mother Mary appeared to me, then say that the month of November is a month of the rosary. What? That is stupidity. Those are devils masquerading as what? Mother Mary. Okay? When a thing appears to you and it tells you things contrary to scriptures, please run away. Okay? If Catholics were reading scripture, if they were encouraging their followers to read scriptures, they would know that those things about Mary of what? Fatuma, what, they will know that those things were demons, principalities, appear to people, but they appear to people. For those of you who are young, in the 80s, okay, when HIV was over the place, Mother Mary, in quotes, appeared to some woman in Masaka. The woman was called Nanyonga. Mother Mary appeared to her. And told her, basically, tell people to come here, eat soil, and they will get healed of HIV. Mother Mary appeared. That woman wasn't lying. Okay? And by the way, all those people who ate that soil, they died. That wasn't Mother Mary. Years later, when I got saved in 1998, I listened to an ex-Satanist. Okay? I forget his name. You know, I think it was called Katend or something like that. He said that they are the ones who engineered that thing. Okay? He said that born again always say that the devil eats dust. You remember when God cast the snake? He said, you crawl, anyway, you know, anyway, so with dust. So they were like, now we're going to make human beings eat soil. Okay? He said that they're the ones who engineered it. Okay, so they got this demon, okay, that was going to masquerade as Mother Mary. Okay? So now they looked for which individual to use or to fool. Okay? Then they came across this staunch Catholic woman with rosaries. And they were like, we should use this one. Okay? Because remember, they knew that people, when they hear Mother Mary has said, they were all what? So one day, this demon appeared to this woman, looking like what? Mother Mary. By the way, who knows how Mother Mary used to look? But the thing addressed itself as what? Mary. Okay? And you know what happened. People ate the what? Glory be to God. So leave these saints, what? Things alone. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Principle number five, according to Jesus, after you've prayed, believe that you have received what you have asked for. Okay? And if you believe that you have received what you've asked for, then, okay, you should be giving thanks. And that is principle number six. Okay? And number seven. Okay? Very often, or sometimes, God will give you a specific instruction that you should do if you're to see your answer, your prayer answered, or if you should see it manifested, if you should see it. Okay, not always, but sometimes he will give you an instruction. Okay? He will give you, and he will tell you, okay, if you do this, then I will answer your prayer. Okay? You understand? Eh? And when that happens, when he tells you that, please do what he has told you to do. Because whatever you do, however many prophets and apostles and what you run to pray for you, you will never see what? That answer. Okay? Until you do what God said you should first do. Glory be to God. Cornelius, okay, in Acts 10, the day for him to see what he had been praying for came. Okay? So he gets a vision, okay, and he's told that, okay, your prayers and your giving, your alms have come up as a memorial before God, as in implying that your prayers now are going to be answered. Then in the same vision, he's given an instruction, send for Peter. Okay? That means that if he doesn't send for Peter, he's not going to see the answer to prayer. Okay, so very often, there's that kind of thing. Glory be to God. You remember I told you many years ago, I was praying to God to wake me up at a certain hour of the morning so that I can spend that time in prayer. Okay? And then one day, I get a dream. Okay? And in the dream, the Lord tells me that I won't answer that prayer, the prayer to wake you up to pray. I won't answer it until you forgive person X, Y, Z, okay? An in-law of mine who had wronged me. God is like, I'm not going to answer that prayer until you forgive that individual, okay? So my daughter Eden was asking me on Friday, I think it was, that, Daddy, who was that person? Then I told her, it doesn't matter. What matters is I forgave, you know? Glory be to God. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Yes. Anyway, then I gave three more examples, okay, of people God were like, if you do this and this, then I'll answer your prayer. Glory be to God. Amen? So that is what we talked about last week and the other week. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, praying can be divided into two types. Or praying can be divided into, two types of praying. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, the second part of that verse says that, I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll also pray with the understanding. Okay? Just that phrase alone shows us that prayer can be divided into two types, or praying can be divided into two categories, okay? The first category is praying with understanding, okay? That means that your mind is fully aware, fully knowledgeable of what you're praying for. Glory be to God, okay? You're fully aware. Basically, you are using your mind, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Because Paul says that, I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll also pray with the understanding. Glory be to God. So, category number one, as far as praying is concerned, is praying with the understanding. Okay? Category number two is praying with the Spirit. Praying with what? The Spirit. Okay? And the Spirit there is small s. Okay? It is not capital S. So it is not praying with the Holy Spirit. It is praying with your spirit, your human spirit. Okay? Children, you are a spirit. Okay? My friends Carl and Christian, you are spirits. Okay? All right? Quasi's friend, you are a spirit. Okay? But a good spirit, a human spirit. Okay? And you have a soul. The soul, that's where the intellect is, the emotions, okay, the mind, all right? Hallelujah. And you live in a body, all right? You live in what? In a body, okay? Christina, you don't live in a house made with bricks. You live in your body, okay? When we look at you, we're not looking at Christina, all right? We are looking at Christina's house, Christina's body, okay? But we're not seeing the real Christina. Please get me in what? context. You see, this is how false teaching starts. Glory be to God. Yes, we are looking at you, but we're really not seeing the real you. Because the real you is a spirit. You know these things. Okay? But some people don't know these things. And so it's always important to talk about them every now and again. Glory be to God. So praying with the spirit is praying with your spirit. Glory be to God. Okay? So there's praying with the understanding and there's praying with the with spirit. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Now, we are going to talk about today, we are going to talk about praying with the Spirit. Praying with the understanding is basically that which you do a lot. Okay? Okay? You pray with your mind. You exactly know what you're praying. Now, like Buju. Buju was praying with her mind. Okay? Yeah, his mind. Okay? Say, I want to be on a billboard. He knows what he's praying for. He knows. Glory be to God. Okay? When you pray, okay? Who else say that they pray for something? Yeah, and all of you. Yeah, this young boy also. Okay? The mathematician. Okay? Things became tight. Okay? Started crying. Then you remember that actually crying doesn't help anything. Okay? Prayer can solve this what? Problem. So he prayed with the understanding that God, this what? Glory be to God. So praying with the understanding, that one you know. But now we're going to talk about praying with the Spirit. Not praying in the Spirit. Praying with the Spirit. And that is going to be the topic of our third session of foundational principles of effective prayer. Glory be to God. Amen? As you see there. Glory be to God. Now, what is praying with the Spirit? Okay? What is praying with the Spirit? This is answered again in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we shall read from verse 14. Okay, Paul said that if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Okay? And right there, our question is answered. Okay, what is praying with the Spirit? Praying with the Spirit is praying in a tongue. What is a tongue? Okay, a tongue is when you pray in a language that your mind doesn't know. Glory be to God. You're praying with words, okay, but your mind, okay, or your understanding is unfruitful. Your understanding has no clue, okay, what you're speaking, okay? Glory be to God. You're speaking a tongue that your mind doesn't know. Glory be to God. Whichever language that might be. Sometimes you might be speaking, like if you're Mchiga, you might be speaking Lugisu. Okay? But you have no clue that you're speaking Lugisu. Okay? Sometimes you might be speaking the tongues of angels. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says that angels also have tongues, languages. You might be speaking the tongues of angels. Glory be to God. Okay? But the point I'm trying to make is that when you're praying with the Spirit, okay, you're using a language that you don't know. You're using a language that what? You don't know. Okay, that is what it means by praying with the Spirit. Okay? Glory be to God. Some of you are saying that, is this what we came for? We know these things. Okay? Yeah, my answer is, yes, that's what you came for. Okay? Because that is what God, okay, wants you to hear. Glory be to God. And for some people, maybe that's what God wants them to hear because they don't know these things. Our young children, okay, they are born again, yes, many of them, okay? Yeah, but they really don't know the fundamentals of these things, the ABC of these things. Glory be to God. And they need to learn them. Okay? Glory be to God. The likes of quiz. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wonder if quiz is comfortable where he's seated. Atude ku police. Yeah? Glory be to God. These mothers. Many years ago, I was with my mom. Yes, I was with my mom. We're going home. Anyway, we're going somewhere. Okay? I was like in senior 4 or senior 5. So we are getting a taxi. She didn't have a car. Yeah. Getting a taxi around Marcos. Remember Marcos? The small gate. The famous small gate. Marcos. This girl was in Marcos. So anyway, we're getting a taxi there. So the taxi stops, and I'm the first one who's going to what? To enter. Okay? But what I'm going to tell you is not seen, okay? So, Eden, please don't get on my case after here. So when my head in the taxi, I saw a very nice girl, good-looking girl. So, of course, as a young man at that age, your first whatever is what? Ngenda kutula, what? I'm going to sit next to her. Okay? Then I don't know what happened thereafter. My mom, what? Entered before me. And guess where she sat? She took my seat. And in my mind, I was like, it was deliberate. Because the taxi was more or less empty. You know, when maybe there are like 7 people, eh? So that means that there are 7 more seats. And of all the seats, my mom, what? Yeah, made herself comfortable in my what? Hey, I will never forget that. But I forgave her, you remember? Because if you don't forgive, you might end up in what? In hell. Okay? Joanne, should I tell them another story that happened like a month ago? So, we are at their school, okay? My kids and Joanne's kids go to the same school. Now I'm telling you what happened. So, we get to school around 3:50. They get out of school at 4. So 3:50, we're at school. And then I'm with her, you know. Then walking up the steps, okay, the stairs, as we talk. Okay, we're walking, you know. Then something happened, and then we turned what? Well, she turned, you know, and Ukwezi was coming up also, okay, behind us. Okay? And he wasn't alone. Okay. He was jazzing with his good friend, some friend of his, a girl. Then, no, mothers, please, mwedeko. Mwedeko, as in something, you don't have to be spiritual. Like, and I told her that, as in, please. She just opened her mouth. Hey, oh, crazy, you mean you hadn't seen me? I was like, Joanne, you don't do that. You don't do that. Do you understand? She, you mean you hadn't seen? You don't do that. Okay, I was very, what? Please. No? I was like, what was yours in? You mean you haven't seen your mother or something like that, you know? I was like, you told, I didn't leave, what? Yeah. Okay, mothers, please. Okay? Glory be to God. And the girl wasn't doing anything wrong, you know? Yeah, but you don't have to why, you mean you haven't seen me? Okay? Yeah, but what were we talking about? Yes, but mama, mwedeko, but we're talking about something more serious, something eternal. Eh? Yeah, yes, but where were we? Okay, you have forgotten. Eh? What? Marcos. That woman, eh? Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, whatever. Eh? The what? Yeah, okay, so there are many languages. Many what? Languages. Eh? Glory be to God. How we had angels and then we ended up with Kwezi and his friend, I don't know. Okay? Yeah. So, Quiz, you see, I'm your defender. I'm your, you know, I'm working for you. Okay? So don't fear the pastor word. Just know that I'm on your side. Eh? Team Quiz. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So for me, yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? So anyway, praying with the Spirit is praying in tongues or in a tongue. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, the purpose of this teaching is, number one, to inspire us to take praying in tongues very seriously. Glory be to God. Number two, it is to get all of us in this place today to speak in tongues. If we don't, we speak in tongues. Glory be to God. Okay? So before you walk out of here, my prayer is, if you have never spoken in tongues, okay, this will be day one. Glory be to God. It should be day one. For those of you who speak in tongues, okay, the purpose of this, again, like I said, is to inspire you, to encourage you, or to admonish you to take praying in tongues very seriously. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. Now, when your spirit is praying, okay, or when you're praying with your spirit, it is the Holy Spirit who is giving you those words. It is the Holy Spirit who is giving you that language, that tongue, that your mind cannot comprehend. Glory be to God. Okay? Acts chapter 2, okay, this is the first time we hear, or this is the first time that people get to speak in tongues. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, it says that, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they, all the disciples of Jesus, including Mother Mary, were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole place where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one such upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay? They spoke with other tongues. They spoke in languages they didn't know of. Okay? But guess who was giving them those words? It was the Holy Spirit. So they spoke as the Holy Spirit gave them what to say. Glory be to God. Okay? Notice that the Holy Spirit did not force them to speak. Okay? The Holy Spirit gave them what to say. They felt it, and then they just opened their mouth and put sound to it. Glory be to God. So when you pray with the Spirit, which is the same thing as praying in a tongue or praying in tongues, okay, the words that you're speaking, it is the Holy Spirit who is giving them to you. Glory be to God. Okay? Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 said that I will pray with the Spirit, isn't it? Okay? But guess what, the amplified version of the Bible says? It says that, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. Glory be to God. When you're praying in tongues, your spirit, by the Holy Spirit, is the one that is praying. Glory be to God. Just as the disciples on the day of Pentecost, they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit gave them what to say, and they said it. But they were not understanding what they were saying. Glory be to God. So if you're going to pray in tongues, okay, you have to first chill your mind. Glory be to God. Be ready to speak things you don't understand. Okay? Be ready to do that. Glory be to God. But be comforted or be encouraged in the fact that it is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, who is giving you what to say. Meaning that what you're saying is very important because it is from the Holy Spirit. Even if your mind, like the Bible here says, your mind is unproductive. Your mind is not understanding. But you just go ahead and do what? And speak those words. Glory be to God. Now, the question is, where does the Holy Spirit get what he gives your spirit to pray? Okay, where does the Holy Spirit get them from? Okay? The answer is in one of the titles of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of God. So the words that the Holy Spirit is giving you, okay, he, not it, okay, children, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a he, okay? So the Holy Spirit, okay, is also called the Spirit of God. So what is giving you to pray about, he's getting them from God or from the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. John chapter 16, verse 13 says that, however, when he, okay, Eden, you've seen that, when he, not when it, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. Okay? By the way, last evening, I was thinking of a song we should sing at the end of my teaching as we get people filled with the Holy Spirit so they can pray in tongues. I was thinking of what song can we sing? What song can we sing? Then I thought about some songs and I'm like, maybe I should suggest this to Esther, okay, the worship team, so that they get to know that after I've preached, they should, you know. But I'm like, but if I tell her, then they might change their whole lineup of songs. Because they'll be, oh, Pastor Agala Enyimba Uzamoyo Mtukuvu, Kati Utujire List Tujichu. So I was like, no, okay. But interestingly, this morning when I walked in here, okay, they were singing a Holy Spirit song. Glory be to God. They were singing a Holy Spirit song. Then I came to them and I'm like, you know, we sing the song. Let me hear the what? The lyrics. Okay, and they sang it and I play. And I was like, you know, now you know why I was asking for it. Because it is the one that you're going to sing. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, on Thursday, okay? You know, on Thursday we have a prayer meeting here in the evening from 5:30 to around 8. Okay, Joanne, okay, Kwezi's mother, okay, the famous mother, okay, yeah, she got us to pray concerning this, okay, concerning being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I sat here and I was like, Joanne doesn't know what is coming on Sunday. Glory be to God. I'm saying all those things to let you know that what you're hearing today is very important. Okay? You understand? All those two things on Thursday, this morning, they're all confirmations that this is what God wants to happen today. And that this is what God wants you to hear today. Glory be to God. Amen? Praying with your spirit. Praying in a tongue or praying in tongues. So we're asking ourselves, what the Holy Spirit gives your spirit? Okay? To pray about or to pray for, where does he get them from? Okay, here it says that when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, Jesus is speaking, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own. Okay, that word authority is in italics, meaning that it is not there in the original. Okay, but it doesn't do any harm for it to be there for clarification, okay? So the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own. He will not speak on his own authority. Meaning that he's speaking on behalf of someone else, okay? And that someone else, of course, we know is God the Father and Jesus the Son. Glory be to God. All right? Verse 14 says that, he will glorify me, Jesus, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So he's getting what he's giving you. He's getting it from God. He's getting it from Jesus. He's getting it from the Father. And he's giving it to you. Okay? To speak it out. Because if you don't speak it out, it's of none effect. Okay? If you don't speak it out, you haven't prayed it. And therefore, it can't be answered. Hallelujah. Okay? So he said, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I say that he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Okay? So the Spirit of God, okay, who gives utterance to your spirit, okay, is getting that utterance from the Father and the Son. Okay? And they want you to pray for that, whatever it is. Okay, that which your mind doesn't know. Glory be to God. Okay? They want you to pray for that. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And by the way, just because your mind doesn't understand what you're praying for does not mean that no one understands. Okay? The person who always knows what you're praying for when you're praying in tongues is he from whom the Holy Ghost is getting those words or that prayer. And that is God the Father. And of course the Son. Glory be to God. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 that he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. You're speaking to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. What is a mystery? A mystery is that which hasn't yet been revealed to you. So your mind doesn't know what you're praying for. So it's a mystery to your mind, but it is not a mystery to God. Remember, God is the one who gave it to you. You understand? He's the one who gave it to you. Okay? So children, young people, when you hear your mothers, okay, praying in tongues, okay, God is understanding what they are praying. And in fact, it is God who gave them those words that you hear them uttering. Glory be to God. Amen? You understand? Okay? Young boys, your mother might be praying. Her mind doesn't know what she's praying for. Okay? But she might be praying that you might not end up with a bad girl. A bad girl like bad black. Okay? When your time comes for you to begin dating and to marry. Glory be to God. Okay? Children who are here, you should thank God if your mother prays in tongues. Or if your father prays in tongues. Because they might be praying for things, which, of course, they are praying for things they themselves don't know. But they might be praying for things which you're going to see 30 years from now. Hallelujah. 30 years from what? From now. Glory be to God. Yes. If your mother wants, if you are a boy, and your mother, let's say she's a Muganda, and your mother, when she prays with understanding, okay, for you, her son, she's praying that you might get, that one day when you finish school, God might give you a Muganda wife. Okay? Because that's your tribe and your mother is like, yeah, our tribe, my son, you know. But as she's praying in tongues, okay, she might be praying for what? For some tribe in the where? In Lesotho, in Chad. There's a country called Chad. Okay? Or somewhere in South America. But God can't let her know what she's praying for. Because if she gets to know that she's not praying for a Muganda girl, she'll stop praying. All right? So, what we're going to come up, Biaisao. Okay? We, God gets people to pray for. Okay? Because that is God's perfect will for them. And it's like the only way I can get them to pray for this, okay, is by getting them to pray for it in tongues. Okay? Okay? Because remember, God is love. God has the best intentions for us. His plans for us are good, very good. Glory be to God. But some of those plans to come to pass, okay, they have to be prayed into or be prayed for. Okay? You understand, eh? Okay, you don't have the best plans for your life. You don't. Okay? The things you like, the things you'd want to achieve, the things you would want to have are not necessarily the best things God would want you to have. Okay? God is the one who knows the best for you. Glory be to God. And so that is why he would want you to pray in tongues, to pray with the Spirit. Okay? So that as you pray, he gets you to pray for those things. Okay? Glory be to God. You're praying for a PhD, an opportunity, a PhD opportunity, but who tells you that that is God's whatever for you? Glory be to God. Okay? God might be like, no, you don't need it. Okay? It is not in my plan for you. Yes, you can have it, but that's not my perfect will for you. Okay? So he gets you praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay? when you're praying with the understanding, you're praying for a PhD. But when you pray with the Spirit, when you pray in tongues, you're praying for a job. And guess what God will answer? Okay? Because remember, 1 John 5 says that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. So he's going to answer his will. The one you prayed for and you don't know. But God is like, but you prayed for it. I answered you. Glory be to God. And in that will, whether you wanted it or not, you find great joy. You find peace because you'll be in the perfect will of God. And that is actually where you might even meet your wife from Chad. You understand? Kati gwali ogenda kola u PhD. Mukazi wo ali Chad. Okay? Ogenda ku PhD, you're going. Meanwhile, some Chad guys, the parliament, they have a governance meeting there. Governance. And they're coming for, it's called like benchmarking to Uganda. You know, eh? Kati goi oli kunyonyo genda ya what? PhD. Mukazi wa ja. Oba brother way. His brother. And you're going to meet the brother. And you're going to become friends. And through him, you meet the sister one day. Ninge chintu, chita and ise. Chita and sokolachi, oktambula, eh? Chita and, what? By the way, I'm saying these things in a joking way, but I'm saying very serious things. Very, very serious things. Glory be to God. Praying with the Spirit, which is the same thing as praying in a tongue, okay, in an unknown language, okay? What you're praying, it is the Holy Spirit that is giving you what? What to pray for. Okay, the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God is getting those things from God. God who has your best intentions. You understand? Glory be to God. It is for that matter that you shouldn't take lightly praying in tongues. Glory be to God. Like Robert Sladon used to say, the more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. The more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. Okay? Pray in tongues for as much as possible. Pray with the understanding. Okay? But get to know that your understanding is limited. You understand? Eh? Limited. Glory be to God. But when you pray with the Spirit, when you pray with the understanding, glory be to God, you're praying the perfect will of God for your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why God would want everyone in this place, okay, to begin praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Many, you see, praying in tongues, eh, is important. Like I said, at times you speak in the tongues of angels. Sometimes you're speaking a language here on earth, but your mind doesn't know it. Okay? About 20 years ago, I was praying from, I was in Watoto. At that time, anyway, at that time it was KPC. And so we were at the home cell somewhere in Bukoto. So my home cell was there. So I was there then. The home cell ended. Okay? Then as it ends, we're there, what? Jazzy, you know, eh? Okay? Then I began to speak in tongues. Just Raman, you know, just. Okay? Back then, man, I used to pray in tongues. Okay? There's a friend of ours, he's a pediatrician now, you know, called Peter Eliano. Okay? He told me that my wife who calls you the guy who prays in tongues. Okay? From them days up to now, when she's telling Peter about me, she said that there's a friend of yours who speaks in tongues. Why? Because, man, from when she met me, okay, I wasn't praying in tongues just as an ordinary work with her. Praying in tongues was key, was important to me. Okay? And so, I mean, the home cell, it has ended. Then I just, whatever, in tongues, you know. I didn't know, of course, what I was saying. Then there was a girl we were with in the home cell who asked me that, do you know what you have just said? Then I said, no, I don't know. And of course, I couldn't repeat it because I don't know what I'd said. Then she told me that you've just spoken our language. Then she told me that I am an Alu, so I'm from West Nile, okay? And in fact, the words which you have said, we even have a song. There are lyrics in a song, and then she said the words, okay? And she said, and those words mean, Jesus, you're my hiding place. You just say, talking in Rama, you know, ye. Then she said, you've just said in our language, Alu, Jesus, you're my hiding place. Okay? Now, that could have been praising God in tongues, but it could also have been a prayer. You understand? It could have been a prayer. Home cell has ended. The devil has staged an accident for you. If I don't finish this young man off now, in future he's going to cause me what? Then the Holy Ghost gives you utterance. He gives you what to pray for. Because God knows what has been planned against you. And then you pray that, Jesus, you're my hiding place. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. About 10 years ago, yes, there was a season I spent when I prayed in tongues for many hours each day. Okay? And I didn't know why. So one time, I asked God, why am I praying in tongues a lot? Okay? Then, during that time, I had a dream. And in the dream, God told me that those prayers, okay, that you're praying in tongues, they are pushing back forces of evil that are meant to destroy your life. 10 years ago. So yeah, I was praying. I don't know what I'm praying for, but I'm praying in tongues, the Lord. And the Lord was like, you are pushing back forces of evil that want to destroy you. Now, my mind didn't have a clue. Okay, of course, you just know that the devil is always against, you know, he's against all mankind. But you don't know that, anyway, you understand what I mean? And God is like, that's what you're praying for. So sometimes God can tell you what you're praying for in tongues. It can be in a dream, or it can be even as you pray. As you pray in tongues, then somehow your mind gets revelation. And then you know, oh, I'm praying about this. But sometimes you don't know. Glory be to God. Sometime, I think it was early this year. Where's Bruce? Okay, he's out. I think early this year, last year, he testified in a certain prayer meeting how, yes, he had a dream of the same kind, I think, last year. Okay? First of all, I think he wasn't sure whether his tongues were real. That's what he said. Because he was speaking in tongues, he was doubting. that are these things real, what I'm speaking, eh? Are they real? Like what is going to happen to you? You're going to start. Anyway, so he was like, God, these things we do on Thursday, am I really, are they real? Then he had a dream. And in the dream, it was shown to him that what he was praying for was actually pushing back forces that wanted to destroy him. You know, I was amazed at that. It was the exact thing that happened to me 10 years ago. Glory be to God. Now, that doesn't mean that when you pray in tongues, the only thing you'll be praying for. No. These are just, like examples. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You may be praying for a car, man. A car that, man, even what? Mercedes hasn't yet thought of. Idea. Okay, then one day you'll get that car. Okay? This is a joke, but it's real. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You remember on the day of Pentecost, okay, when those guys spoke in tongues, in Acts 2, when they spoke in tongues, the people who were around heard them speaking in their languages. Okay? Heard them speaking in their languages. Okay? It was a day of Pentecost, and Jews, not only from Israel, but also from wherever they had been scattered, okay, had gathered. Okay? They had gathered on that day in Jerusalem, the day of Pentecost, according to the commandment of God in the old, that you all have to gather on this day. You all have to come to Jerusalem. Okay? Then these guys spoke in tongues. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues. And now all these Jews from Libya, glory be to God, from many countries, Egypt, okay, they all had guys speaking their languages. And the Bible says that they had them speaking the wonderful works of God. Glory be to God. They had them speaking the Libyan language. The Egyptian had the Egyptian, And what were they speaking? They were speaking the wonderful works of God. That's Acts chapter 2, I think, verse 11. Glory be to God. Amen? So, this is to encourage you, people, take tongues very seriously. Number two, if you don't speak in tongues, this is the day that that the Lord has made for that. Okay? Confirmed by what happened on Thursday, and confirmed to you, not to me, but to you, the song I had these guys sing the moment I entered in. Glory be to God. Acts chapter 19, verse 1 says that now it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there's a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a spirit of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues and prophesied. Glory be to God. Okay? They spoke with other tongues when the Spirit came upon them after Paul had laid hands on them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? For those of you who have never spoken in tongues, today, hands are going to be laid upon you. Then you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you are going to speak in other tongues. Okay? Don't care that you're going to speak words that you don't know. You leave that to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. The Bible says your mind is unfruitful. Your mind doesn't understand. Okay? And that's how it starts. Okay? That's how it starts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For those of you who pray in tongues, what is also going to happen to you today is that you're going to be filled again. Glory be to God. You're going to be filled. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that there's a refreshing. Glory be to God. There are new things that are deposited in your life. Things that the Holy Spirit knows that you need. Okay, it might be boldness. It might be faith. It might be wisdom. All this will also be given unto you according to the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us stand up. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.